祷告会。
This session is the prayer session.
所以我们要一起来学习一段道理之后，再一起祷告。
So after studying a passage in the Bible, we'll all kneel down and pray together.
现在小弟奉主的圣名来谈主的膀臂岂是缩短的吗？
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to discuss this topic. Has the Lord's arm been shortened?
请翻开《民数记》第十一章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章。
Numbers 11.
请读第二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
民数记十一章二十三节。
Numbers 11:23.
主对摩西说：“主的膀臂岂是缩短的吗？现在要看我的话向你应验不应验。”
The Lord answered Moses, "Is the Lord's arm too short? You will now see whether or not what I say will come true for you."
这句话啊，是主宣告的一个疑问句。
This is a question from the Lord.
那这个疑问句其实答案是很清楚的，没有，神的膀臂没有缩短。
And it has a very clear answer, which is no, the Lord's arm is not too short.
所以这个就是在圣经描述里面的另外一种描述方法，他用反面去一个疑问句去谈正面的，神的膀臂没有缩短。
So this is another way of teaching in the Bible that they would ask a reverse question and to have the other answer.
那为什么神要对摩西这样说？
And why did Lord have to say this to Moses?
因为摩西他用他的想法认为有一件事情是不可能的。
Because Moses used his own thinking and felt something, a task was impossible.
就是以色列百姓他们在旷野的时候要求要有肉可以吃。
And that is the Israelites wanted to eat meat.
他们说我们在旷野，可是他们其实才第二年的二月，他们在旷野走了差不多一年的时间了。
So this is about the second month of the second year, and they have been walking in the wilderness for about one year.
在这一年当中，我们从出埃及记十六章以后就看到，他们都是吃玛拿过日子的。
And starting from Exodus 16, we see that they eat manna every day.
那吃玛拿，其实是神的恩典，每一天都是神迹。
Eating manna is a grace of God. It is a miracle that occurs daily.
他们不需要去耕种，他们就有吃的。
They don't need to farm the field. They just have something to eat.
只有一天没有manna，那一天就是安息日。
And there is only one day that there is no manna, and that is on the Sabbath day.
就是说，他们不需要去外面捡。
Meaning that they do not need to go outside and pick manna.
在第六天，神就为他们准备好了。
Because God has prepared something for them.
所以连去外面捡这个动作，这个工作，神都帮他们省下来了。
So God even saved them from the action of going out and picking up manna.
所以每一天，他们都吃神所供给的食物。
So you see, every day they eat the food that God has prepared for them.
那manna其实是很特别的，神给的。
Manna is a very special gift from God.
在第七节说。
In verse 7,
他说这个玛瑙是圆圆的小东西，白色的。
The manna was round and white.
像珍珠一样小小的。
And it's like a coriander seed. It's small.
圆圆的。
And round.
那百姓只要出去营外，他说周围行走，反正你就是在帐篷的旁外面走一走，然后就捡就好了。
And outside everywhere, so they just need to go out of the tent, walk around, and gather it.
那个玛拿不会降在很远的地方，就在他们扎营的营地的周围而已。
So you see, manna is not somewhere far off, but it's just around where they set up their tents.
他们就是要出去捡就对了。
All they have to do is go outside and pick it up.
捡回来，然后就把它量一下。每一个人每一天都固定一个俄梅尔，就是差不多2.2公升。
So every day they go out, they grab what they need, and it's about one omer. And it's all what they need.
那这个就是实际上存在过的食物哦，神用这个玛拿养活以色列全体百姓在旷野四十年。
And this is the food that sustained the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness.
那这个玛拿，你看第八节说，它可以用磨推，用臼捣，可以煮在锅中，又可以做成饼啊，滋味好像新油。反正你要怎么吃都可以了。
So you could ground it, you could crush it, you could cook in a pot or make it into cake, meaning you could cook it any way you like.
那个滋味像新油，就是淡淡甜甜的。
And it tastes something like with olive oil, so it's very light and sweet.
你每一天就是这样吃啊，吃这个神给的食物啊，你就身体健康了。
Every day you eat this food from God and you will be healthy.
那这个都是白白给的恩典啊，神就让他们出去捡就有。
This is a freely given grace that all they need to do is go out and pick it up.
但是那个时候以色列人埋怨神。
But you see this Israelites started to grumble against
people. 第六节说
Verse 6,
他们东西这个神的食物吃久了说，我们现在心血枯竭了，除了这玛拿之外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西啊。
But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna.
意思是说，每一天都吃一样的东西，实在是吃烦了，吃腻了，想要有一点别的东西可以吃。
Meaning they're sick and tired of eating the same food every day, and they want something different.
那其实有manna，表示说他们每一天都有露水。
Having manna means every day they have dew.
所以其实他们的生活，神照顾得非常妥善。
So you could see how God has taken care of minute details of their life.
第九节，夜间露水降在营中，玛拿随着降下来。
Because when the dew comes, then that's when the manna comes too.
所以你看那个在旷野干燥的地方，神就为他们准备露水，有湿气。
So you see that they're in the wilderness, but God prepared for them dew.
那大家都在，反正太阳没有出来以前。你就出营外去捡，你就有玛拿可以吃，当天你都不会饿肚子。
So if you go out before the sun dries it up and pick up the manna, you will not be hungry for the day. You will have something to eat.
也不需要担心说明天也没有吃的，你今天就把它吃完就对了，明天神就会再给。
You don't have to worry about tomorrow's portion because you just finished today and tomorrow God will prepare more.
也不需要说要怎么去保留它。
You don't have to worry about how to preserve the food.
你如果吃不完，到明天就坏掉了。
Because if you don't finish, the next day it will go bad.
那你明天一出门去营外捡，就有玛拿可以吃，每天都新鲜的。
And every day you can go out and pick a fresh batch of manna.
那第六天，神为他准备的玛拿可以留到隔天不会坏。
But on the fifth day, on the sixth day, they can put more manna and it will not go bad.
那一定也不会变旧，一定是像当天所收进来新鲜的一样。
The manna would not go bad, and it would be as fresh as it was just picked.
那这个就是神的每天的祝福啊。
So this is God's grace every day.
可是那时候百姓他们不会知足。
But the Israelites were not satisfied.
他们认为说，哇，我们怎么每天都吃一样东西呢？他们这个时候有一个表现，全体的人都跟摩西、亚伦哀哭，大声哭。
So they felt they were sick and tired of the food, and they had action in that they all complained and cried against Moses.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
摩西听见百姓各在各家的帐篷门口哭嚎了，那神的怒气就大发作，摩西就不喜悦了。
Moses heard the people, every family wailing, each at the entrance to his tent. The Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled.
这个就是。每一家的帐篷，大家都在帐篷门口哭嚎，大声哭啊，哭给摩西听啊。
Everybody was standing at their tent entrance and crying loudly for Moses to hear.
哭不是说没东西吃，不是说肚子饿。
They're not crying because they're hungry and they have nothing to eat.
哭是因为说我们怎么每天都吃一样的东西，没有别的东西可以吃吗
？They're crying because it's the same food every day and they want something different.
那他们想起一件事情。
So they thought of one thing.
他为什么会突然会这样子不满足哭呢
？Why would they suddenly not satisfied and crying？
因为在第五节。
Because in verse 5，
他说：“ 我们记得啊，我们记得啊，在埃及的时候不花钱就有鱼，也记得说有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。
We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic.
他们现在突然记起来了，哦，他们以前在埃及的时候是吃什么东西的
？They suddenly remember the food they ate in Egypt.
那想到有鱼可以吃，他们就觉得哇，那时候实在太幸福了。
The thought of the fish they ate and how fortunate they were back then.
那他们现在有这些蔬菜哈，黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜，哇，这个有这些材料去做起食物来，哇，就很好吃啊。
And also the vegetables, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks that they can use to prepare their dish.
如果我们肚子饿的时候，想到有这些东西，流口水。
We are hungry. We think of these things and we have saliva running out of our mouth.
有时候我们如果肚子饿啊，就觉得说我现在吃的东西啊，怎么就只有这些哈、啊？我们会想要有更多变化的时候，哎，可能就像他们这里哦，他们就想起来说，哦，我们哪些东西好吃的东西可以吃，现在竟然没有了。
So sometimes when we're hungry, we think of all these wonderful food that we ate before, a big variety, and this is what happened to them. They're thinking of all the food they used to have.
他们记得很清楚是没有错，他们记得啊。
They remember very clearly that is true.
但是他们忘记一件很重要的事情。
But they forgot one crucial detail.
他们有这些东西吃的时候，其实那时候他们是奴隶。
When they had these food to eat, they were slaves.
他们完全没有自由。
They had no freedom.
他们没有盼望。
They had no hope.
他们从出生就一直做奴隶，直到死为止。
From the moment they were born, they work as a slave until the day they die.
他们没有所谓的人权。
They do not have any of their human freedom.
没有任何的权利可以享受。
Authority that they can control.
人家埃及人不把他们当人看的。
They were not even treated as a human being.
永远都是做奴隶的。
For they were just slaves.
不管你有多聪明都没有用。
Does not matter how intelligent you are.
反正你就是埃及的奴隶，一辈子当奴隶。
Because you are a slave of the Egyptians.
他们当时候是在这样的一个奴隶的生活当中过的。
And they lived a life of a slave.
那给他们有鱼吃，有这些西瓜、黄瓜、韭菜这些东西，事实上是他们劳力所得到的。
And they had these fish and other vegetables to eat because of their labor.
就这样子啊，吃的就死啊。
They eat and then they die.
反正有一天他们就当奴隶，最后直到死地为止。
Because they're slaves all the way till the end until they die.
但是现在神把他们救离开埃及，他们变成自由的身了。
But now God saved them out of Egypt and they're free.
他们现在不是奴隶，现在是属神的百姓。
They are not longer slaves, but they are people of God.
有一个很高贵的身份。
It is a very high status.
神自己说，我要做你们的神，你们做我的子民。
And God said, I will be your God and you will be my people.
那主说，我专爱你们。
And I will love you.
那这就是一个极大的恩典，但他们忘记了。
This is such a great grace, but they forgot this.
所以他没有记得他们是如何被神拯救。
They did not remember how they were saved by God.
他们也忘记在之前他们在走路的时候是怎么样发怨言让神生气的。
They forgot how in the past when they grumble and then their God was angry at them.
圣经在记录这件事情 的之前，在十一章特别提到，当他们开始在走旷野的时候，他们就发怨言，因为路不好走。
In chapter 11, it specifically recorded that people complained because it was not easy to walk the
路不好走，他们就埋怨神说为什么要走这种路。
It was not easy to walk, so they complained. Why are we walking here?
那结果神听见了，神就圣经说神就怒气发作。
And when the Lord heard it, he was angry. His anger.
那表示说我们今天人所说的话，你不管是感谢的话还是埋怨的话，神都听到了。
So it tells us that all the words we speak, no matter if it's thanksgiving or grumbling, God hears them all.
到目前为止，很少看到百姓有说感谢的话。
And so far, it is very rare for us to see him have words of thanksgiving.
都是埋怨的话，从这个旅程开始，你就看到都是埋怨的话。
Mostly it's words of complaint.
那他们其实是把神的恩典把它放在旁边，都不看他。
They put God's grace on the side and they did not see it.
每一天神让他们可以得到免费的食物。
that every day God gave them free food.
他们不需要去做苦工。
They do not need to do any hard work.
那神为他们所准备的是最好的食物，他们每一个人都饱足，也不会太瘦，也不会太胖。
God gave them the best food, and they all were not overweight or underweight.
不管什么年纪，你吃玛瑙都是健康的。
And no matter what your age, manna was good for your
body. 但是他们就是，这个埋怨，结果神生气了，这个有火就烧起来了。
But they complained, God was angry, and fire came out and burned them.
这就让我们了解说，今天如果我们发怒生气很有可能会火灾我们的周围可能就着火了。
So today, if we're angry, and we lose our temper, then it will be like a fire that burns around those around us.
这个着火了，可能在我们的自己家。
Perhaps this fire is burning in your own house.
如果我们没有说感谢的话，是说埋怨的话，很有可能在家里面会着火。
If we do not have words of thanksgiving, but we're always complaining, then it's possible our house is on fire.
但是如果说感谢的话，这家里面就充满欢喜快乐。
But if you have frequent words of thanksgiving, then this house is filled with joy and happiness.
其实每一天它都是神的恩典在供给
Because every day, it's God's grace that's working.
那神的爱他们都没有去想，然后去体会，去了解神的心
They do not think about the love of God. They do not try to think in His position.
都是以自己为中心。
Or understand Him, but
我不满意，为什么这个路这么难走？
They put out themselves at the center, how they're not satisfied with this hard road.
所以我们就很容易就可以想到说，如果一个人都是以自我为中心，以我为考量为标准的时候，很难不埋怨
If we put ourselves as the center of everything, then it's very hard not to complain.
因为不会有什么人永远都是来满足我们的想法。
Because it's impossible that all the people will always satisfy our every need.
不会每一件事情都顺我们的心。
And that everything will go according to our heart's desire.
那如果我们没有考虑到这一点，都要以我为中心的话，我们一定心里面很愁苦，被愁苦包围住。
So if we're self-centered and we think of ourselves first, then we'll be overcome with bitterness and grumbling, complaint.
那一说怨言，你看这里神听到，神就不高兴了。
So when they complained, God heard it and God was unhappy.
因为他们不会感谢神
Because they did not thank God.
对神一路来给他们的照顾这些恩典，他们都把它忽略了。
They totally forgot about God's grace and God's protection in their journey.
看到了神好像是神很不讲理，神很残酷。
They just thought how unfair God is and how God did not take care of them.
结果现在一火着起来了，他们说：“这样子不行啊。”
When the fire consumed them, then they realized they were in the wrong.
他们发现说，他们如果一埋怨神。神会发怒就会有灾殃了。
If they complain, God's anger will be aroused and calamity will follow.
结果第二节，他们就赶快跟摩西哀求说：“对不起了。”
So then you could see in verse 2, they cried to Moses and said, "Oh, so sorry."
那摩西就求神，那火就停了。
Moses prayed to the Lord and the fire died down.
那这个就是一个经验呢。
So this is an experience.
就是他们发怨言会让神生气，然后他们会有灾殃。
They complained, God was angry, and disaster followed.
那个地方就给他取了一个名字。
They called the place a name.
第三节说，这个叫做他贝拉，因为神的火在烧在他们中间。
Verse 3, they called it Taberah because fire from the Lord had burned among them.
那他贝拉这个地方，这个地点其实跟第十一章最后写的那个基伯罗哈他瓦是同一个地点。
And actually,Taberah is the same location as Kibroth Hattaavah in verse 35 of chapter 11.
因为这个是在这个旅程同一个时间发生的事。
Because in the journey, this is the same event that happened at the same time.
他贝拉就是烧着的意思，就是火烧起来了。
Taberah means burning. The fire is burning.
神生气了啦。
God is angry.
他神生气是因为他们发怨言。
God's angry because they complain.
不知道感谢。
They did not know how to thank God.
好了。那这件事情就过了。
So this event happened.
但是接下去第十一章第四节特别说，他们中间有闲杂人起的贪欲的心。
But in verse 4 it says there were rabble among them who began to crave of the food.
然后以色列人就跟着起哄说，神谁给我们肉吃呢？
Then Israelites started to follow them and said, "We had meat to eat."
这里特别提到这个贪欲的心，就是不满足了。
Their heart was not satisfied.
就是说，觉得说怎么每天都吃一样的东西。
And they felt, why are we eating the same thing?
我们应该有肉可以吃啊。
We should have meat.
那他们觉得说有肉吃，那这样子我的心满足，好像我比较健康，比较好。
Felt if I have meat to eat, I will be satisfied and it will be better for my body.
然后就开始想到好多过去在埃及所有的，但是现在在旷野没有。
And then they suddenly thought about all these other food that they had back in Egypt.
他们就跟摩西哭了，每一家都在帐篷门口跟摩西哭啊。
So they all cried in front of the tent. They cried to Moses.
这一次哦，是全体百姓大哭哦。
This is assembly of people who's crying.
大家都哭，哭什么？
Everyone was crying. Why
are they crying? 哭说我们没有肉可以吃。
They're all crying. They had no meat.
我们生活过得很辛苦。
Our life is so hard.
其实事实不是这样子。
In actuality, this is not true.
他们一哭，哭到让摩西觉得很挫折。
They cried so much that Moses was troubled.
这一次一哭，让摩西觉得说，这个带领以色列百姓的重担他担不起，太苦了。
They cried so that Moses felt this burden was too much for him.
所以第十节我们才看到摩西不喜悦。
So you see in verse 10, Moses was not happy.
第十一节。
11.
摩西就跟神说了。
He started to say,
你为何苦待仆人呢？我为何不在你眼前蒙恩呢？竟把这个管理百姓的重担加在我的身上呢？
He asked the Lord, why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me?
我们就看到说，这个百姓他们发怨言的这个情绪，现在也连带影响到了摩西的。
So you see, the people complaining about the food actually affected Moses.
所以这个为什么说有时候话，我们的话如果有那个怨言，那个有时候会像那个病毒会传染。
So words of complaint can be like a virus that just spreads among people.
但是感谢的话也会传染啊。
But words of thanksgiving can also infect other people.
如果我们大家每个人都喜乐哈，充满笑容啊。
If everyone is smiling and full of joy,
这个也会传染的。
This can also transmit to other people.
这个没什么大不了的事，很 take easy.
We will say, don't worry, it's not too big of a burden. Take it easy.
有我们的主可以靠，不用担心。
We will have the Lord to rely on. We should not be worried.
我记得在走路的时候看到一个标志。
I remember when I was walking and I saw a sign.
他就特别说哈，那个笑容是会传染人的。
It says a smile is contagious.
他就在那个步道的路边哈，就有好多这个 sign.
So there's numerous of signs like this along the road.
他就提醒这个每一个走路人哈，你都要面带笑容。
So it reminds all the walkers that they should smile.
啊，真的，你看到人家笑的时候，你就会跟着笑。
And it's true. When you see someone smiling at you, you will smile back.
喜乐的心也会传染。
So you see a joyful heart is also contagious.
但是这个怨言也会传染。
But so can a heart of complaint.
那这次摩西被影响。
So this time you see that Moses was.
摩西本来很有信心的。
At first, Moses is full of faith.
这次百姓每一家都在哭的时候。
But when every family was crying in front of their tent.
这个时候突然让摩西觉得说。是怎么会这样子呢
？Moses felt, how could this happen?
因为现在好像每一家每一个人都变成小 baby 了。
Because it seems like every family became a baby.
就好像他们的灵性倒退了。
It seems like all their faith deteriorate.
他们本来遵照神的吩咐安营起行，他们本来照神所说的话做得非常好的。
At first, they were following the commands and doing very well.
他们也看到神的荣耀充满在会幕那里啊。
They saw the glory of God in the tabernacle.
本来信仰应该是一直往前进，而且他们现在向着迦南地前进的时候，应该是充满盼望，很高兴才对的。
Their faith was increasing. They're walking toward Canaan. They should have more and more faith.
那结果就是有几个这个闲杂人起贪欲的心，就影响全体百姓。
But you see that there were a few rabble among them that influenced the crowd.
他们要求什么？就是要有肉吃而已。
And what did they ask for? They only.
那就让摩西觉得说，这个带领百姓的重任他担不起的。
To the point where Moses felt that he cannot go on carrying these people.
第十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
我从哪里得肉给这百姓吃呢？他们都向我哭嚎说：“你给我们肉吃吧。”
Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me. Give us meat to eat.
这个时候，对。其实当时候百姓的怨言没有指定摩西说要给他们肉吃。
Actually, people did not specify they want meat.
不是吗？他圣经里面是说，谁给我们肉吃呢？是谁啊？
They just said, who gave us meat to eat?
那他们是说，我们现在除了玛瑙之外，没有别的东西可以吃的。
They only said, beside manna, we have nothing else to eat.
他们这个怨言当然是向摩西发了。
They were complaining to Moses.
啊，其实对向摩西发怨言，意思就是对神的作为、神的带领不满意啊。
And complaining to Moses means they're not satisfied with God's works.
现在摩西把这些怨言放在他自己的肩头上了。
So now Moses put these complaints on his shoulders.
所以他觉得说他的责任太重，他担不起。
He felt that the responsibility was so big, and he cannot.
你看第十二节，摩西说
，In verse 12,
这些人是我生的吗？不是啊。
Are these people? Did I conceive them?
你竟对我说，是神，你竟然对我说。要把他们抱在怀里，如养育之父抱吃奶的孩子，直抱到你岂是应许给他们的祖宗的地方去。
Did you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on an oath to their forefathers?
其实神是带领要带领百姓用走的，要走到迦南地区的。
Actually, God wanted the people to walk their way to Canaan.
他们是神的精兵，是军队。
They are God's army, his soldiers.
军队不是吃奶的孩子的。
Soldiers are not infants who drink milk.
军队是有纪律的，有力量的，按次序前行的，打仗的。
Soldiers are people with strength, and they can walk and fight.
他们是应该要昂首阔步，然后高唱凯歌进迦南地才对的。
They should be marching onward, full of strength.
但是这个时候，他们一哭以后，摩西觉得说。糟糕了，这群人就像 baby， 每一个都像 baby， 要把他抱进去，要怎样抱？抱得动，抱不动了。
But when they were complaining, Moses felt that they were like infants crying, and it's impossible for them to handle all these babies and carry them across.
你就看到哈、哦，这个怨言哦，那个造成的破坏力有多大
？You could see how destructive complaining is.
他们本来像军队一样的。
Before they were like an army.
现在一有贪心哦，贪欲的心之后、哦，他们现在。在摩西的眼中看起来，每个像 baby 一样的。
Now they were greedy for a bit more, and now in the eyes of Moses, they were all like babies.
你说要 baby 要怎样去进迦南地啊
？How can a baby enter Canaan？
那当然就是被吞吃啊。
It's of course they will be swallowed whole.
那个 baby 能够走多久
？How far can a baby walk？
不可能的。
Impossible.
难怪这个时候摩西说：“我活不了了。”
That is why Moses said, "I simply cannot."
所以他才跟神说：“我的这个责任太重，我担不起。”
He said, "My burden is too great for me. I cannot handle it."
第十五节
，verse 15.
你这样待我，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你立时将我杀了，不叫我看见自己的苦情。
If this is how you're going to treat me, put me to death right now. If I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin.
这可能是我们在摩西的一生当中看到他自从做带领百姓的工作之后，他信心最软弱的时候。
This is probably the lowest point of Moses' faith from the whole time he's leading the Israelites out.
他突然觉得说，他死掉算了。
He felt it was better to die.
他这里在描述摩西那时候的心情。
It described how his heart was feeling.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们看到这里的时候，一定要注意。
So brothers and sisters, when we read this passage,
有时候我们如果不知道感谢神。
We need to be aware if we do not know how to thank God.
我们向神发怨言。
And we grumble against Him.
注意，你的怨言主耶稣一定听到。
Be careful for your complaints. God can hear them.
如果主怒气发作，绝对没有好事。
If God's anger is aroused, then there is no good ending.
第二
，Number two，
这个怨言会影响到很多其他的人。
These complaints can influence many other people.
甚至会让这个领导人都觉得没信心了。
To the point where you pull down the faith of the leader.
连摩西都觉得说他这个责任担不起。
For even Moses felt he could not handle this burden.
他跟主求死。
He prayed for death from God.
当然，主不会让他死。
Of course, God will not allow him to die.
工作没有做完，他死不了。
His work is not finished, so he
will not be allowed to die. 但是这个路还是继续走。
He need to continue walking this road.
所以还好主没有让摩西死。
So it's a good thing Moses, God did not let Moses die.
因为摩西是跟主说，你不要叫我看见自己的苦情，就是看我让我看到这个灾祸。
For Moses said to him, "Do not let me face my own ruin, these disasters."
意思就是说，他如果这些人都像这样子，他已经可以看到结局，就是他们根本进不了迦南地。
Meaning that if all these people are going to complain like this, he can see the result, the end conclusion in which nobody will be entering Canaan.
在路上就一个一个就 被敌人吞吃死了。
That one by one they will fall by the enemies and die on the way.
所以他看不到希望了。
He did not see any hope.
所以他跟主求死。
So he asked for death from God.
好了，但是摩西他这个心情主都了解了。
But God understand Moses' heart.
好，所以接下去十六节我们就看到神为摩西啊找出了帮手来。
So in verse 16, we see that God told Moses find some helpers.
神要让更多人来分担摩西的工作。
He wanted more people to take and help Moses with his burden.
神他最在意百姓一件事情。
And he told the people this.
就是在第二十节说的。
In verse 20.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
我们看中间 那一句话
The middle sentence、
啊、因为你们厌弃住在你们中间的主在他面前哭嚎说我们为何出了埃及呢
Because you have rejected the Lord who is among you and have well why did we ever leave Egypt?
就是这个时候那个百姓、哦、他们念念不忘埃及、啊、
Because these people reflect and thought about Egypt
一直想要回到埃及去。
They wanted to return back to Egypt.
把埃及当作他们的那个觉得好像天下最好的地方了。
They put Egypt as like a heaven on earth.
他其实在埃及当奴隶，苦得要命，都快活不下去了。神把他们带出来。
Actually, they were slaves there, and they were almost losing their lives, and God saved them from there.
但是他们现在拼命想要回去。
But now all they want to do is return back.
所以每次他们想要回埃及去的时候。这个时候通常都是会让神 很愤怒的时候。
So every time they want to return back to Egypt, it's when God is very angry.
因为他们现在想到埃及的好，然后 就比较说在旷野很苦。
They thought about the good in Egypt and how hard it is in the wilderness.
但是在埃及的苦，那是在黑暗当中，是在奴隶的状况底下。
But in Egypt, it was hard. They were in as slaves.
那现在在旷野路这段旅程虽然辛苦，但是它是。自由的，他是有目标的，将来是要进神的牛奶里面的产业的。
And even though the wilderness might be hard, yet they're free and they have a goal to enter Canaan.
他们是有盼望的人的。
They are people with hope.
但是他们现在往回走。
But now they want to turn back.
所以现在神跟摩西说。
So God said to Moses.
我们看第。神已经跟摩西这样讲了哈，我们看第二十一节，摩西跟神说的。
So this is what Moses said to God in verse 21.
这与我同住的百姓哈，步行男子就有六十万，你还说我要把肉给他们，使他们可以吃一个月呢
？Here I am among 600,000 men on foot, and you said I will give them meat to eat for a whole month.
对摩西来说，要给他们吃肉，不要说一整个月，出一天的肉他都没办法准备了。
To Moses.It's impossible to even prepare meat for one day, not talked about a month.
肉要怎么来
？Where is the meat coming from?
所以二十二节，难道把牛群羊群都宰了吗
？Would they have enough if flocks and herds were slaughtered for them?
或者是把海里的鱼哈，所有的鱼都把它聚了来，就够他们吃吗
？Or if we catch all the fish in the sea, would that be enough for them?
就是说，现在以摩西的逻辑，他的想法，这件事情根本不可能发生了。
So to them, he felt that this is impossible to happen.
因为神说我要让百姓吃肉吃一个月。
Because God said he will let the people eat meat for a month.
那吃一个月自己要多少肉啊
？How much meat do you think is needed for a month?
步行的男子能够打仗的，二十岁以上能够打仗的，你不会是七八十岁的老人，可能五十岁以内的就六十万人了。
So those above 20 and less than 50, so about 600,000 people that are soldiers.
把老少全部加在一起，一起算超过200万。
And if we add all the old, the elderly, and the young, it's probably more than
2 million. 这些人要吃肉吃一个月是要多少肉啊
？And if these people have to eat these meat, how much meat would that be?
根本不可能。
It's impossible.
所以摩西根本没办法了解说神要怎么样完做成这件事情。
So Moses did not know how God can accomplish this.
这个时候神跟摩西说了。
So at this, God said to Moses.
第二十三节，主的膀臂岂是缩短的吗
？Is the Lord's arm too short?
你现在就要看我的话 应不应验呢？
You will now see whether or not what I say will come true for you.
好了，神这样讲，表示说他们接下去一定看到神的作为。
So God saying this, meaning that they will see God's power.
摩西当然就是把这些话跟百姓讲了。
So Moses went out and told the people what God said.
我们现在注意想主所讲的这句话。
So let us reflect on the sentence.
主的膀臂有缩短过吗？
Is the Lord's arm too short?
没有。
No.
如果我们有感觉到神的膀臂好像缩短了，问题绝对是在我们的身上，不在神身上。
If we feel the Lord's arm is too short, then the problem lies with us, not with God.
我们看以赛亚书五十章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书在旧约圣经的中间打开。
Isaiah is in the middle of the Bible and in the middle of the Testament.
以赛亚书五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
我们来读第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
以赛亚书五十章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 2.
我来的时候，为何无人等候呢？我呼唤的时候，为何无人答应呢？我的膀臂岂是缩短，不能救赎吗？我岂无拯救之力吗？看哪，我一斥责海就干了，我使江河变为旷野，其中的鱼因无水腥臭，干渴而死。
2. When I came, why was there no one? When I called, why there was no one to answer? Was my arm too short to ransom you? Do I lack the strength to rescue you? By a mere rebuke, I dry up the sea. I turn rivers into a desert. The fish rot for lack of water and die of thirst.
其实这个是在跟神的百姓说，他们受苦的原因是因为他们有罪。
So this is telling the Israelites that the reason they're suffering is because they have sinned.
就是第一节说的，因为他们的罪孽，所以他们的国家遭遇患难。
That's said in verse 1, because of their sin, so that is why the country was sold.
那神为什么就看着他们被那个外敌欺负呢？
And why did God let other nations mistreat them?
神的膀臂不是缩短，不能救赎。
It is not because his arm is too short to save them.
因为神曾经用他大能的膀臂把以色列百姓全体带出埃及。
For God has used his arm before to rescue the whole Israelites out of Egypt.
所以问题在人的罪。
So the problem is people's sins.
我们再看以赛亚书五十九章。五十九章。
Let's also now look at Isaiah chapter 59.
以赛亚书五十九章。
Isaiah 59.
第一节。
Verse 1.
主的膀臂并非缩短不能拯救，耳朵并非发沉不能听见。第二节，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Verse 1. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ears too dull to hear. 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
这个其实圣经在预言要人懂得认罪知罪。
So the Bible is telling us that man needs to understand and recognize sin.
那如果人我们知道认错，我们愿意求告神来拯救，神就伸出膀臂拯救我们了。
If we know to confess our iniquities, then God would reach out His arms to save us.
所以是罪，人的罪让神的膀臂好像短了。
So it is.Man's sin that made the Lord's arm seem short.
是因为人的罪让这个祷告的声音达不到神的耳中。
Because of man's sins, our prayers cannot reach God.
但是你反过来讲，当我们人哦，这个执迷不悟，一直讲埋怨的话，哎，那个神都听见了。
And if as people we keep complaining and grumbling.God can hear those complaints.
所以神不是不能听见，他听每一句就听得到。
It's not God does not hear, but that He hears every word.
但是当我们没有去解决罪的问题的时候，你要祷告求主啊，你帮助我，你只有做这个做那个，神好像没有听到。
But if we sinned and we pray to God, saying, "Please, God, save me from this or that," then it's God's ears cannot hear because of your sins.
所以这一段圣经在告诉我们说，今天我们要想到。在信仰上要做反省。
So this verse tells us that we must reflect upon our faith.
我们要让祷告能够达到神的面前。
We want our prayers to reach before God.
经历神的作为。
to God's around us.
让我们的信仰有体验。
So that we have experience in our faith.
基本上这是信心的工作。
And this is a work in faith.
那要让我们的信心有体验，一定要先对付罪。
So in order for us to have experience in our faith, we must face our sins.
要让我们今天在神之间的这个罪的这个阻隔的墙把它拆掉才行。
We need to break down this barrier, this wall of sin between us and God.
那这样子我们要经历神的膀臂没有缩短。
So then we will experience that the Lord's arm is not too short for us.
在人看来不可能的事情，在神是轻而易举的。
That task to man that's impossible is possible for God.
这一次在旷野，神特别一个奇妙作为让百姓了解。
This time in the wilderness, God did this miracle for the people to realize.
神的膀臂没有缩短。
That
God's 这是肯定的。
Arm is not too short. That is for sure.
然后神的话一定会应验。
And that the Lord's words will indeed come true.
看回来民数记第十一章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 11.
第三十一节。
That's verse 31.
有风从神那里刮起，把鹌鹑由海面刮来，飞散在营边和营的四围。这边也有一天的路程，那边也有一天的路程，离地面也有二肘。
Now a wind went out from the Lord and drove quail in from the sea. It brought them all around the camp to about 3 feet above ground, as far as a day's walk in any directions.
这个那个鹌鹑从海面来，离他们的营地有一天的路程，表示说你要走出去才看得到。
So, it's as far as about a day's walk in any direction. You have to walk a day to see it.
那个鹌鹑就在离地二肘，大概一公尺左右。
And it's about 3 feet off the ground.
好，那一公尺左右，所以你随手都可以抓。
All around them, and so that means you can just grab wherever you want.
那结果我们看第三十二节。百姓起来，终日终夜，并次日一整天捕取鹌鹑，至少的也取了十赫梅尔，为自己摆列在营的四围。
So you see, all day and night, all the people went out and gathered the quail. No one gathered less than 10 homers.
这里说终日终夜跟隔天的白天，表示说一共百姓那一次花了36个小时去抓取鹌鹑。
So all that day and night, all the next day, so they spend about 36 hours just going out gathering these quail.
那最少的有十赫梅尔。
And no one gathered less, so the least that they gather is 10 homers.
赫梅尔哦，十个赫梅尔，一个赫梅尔大概是22公升，所以他们每一个至少的都有2200公升。
So that's about 2.2 kiloliters.
好，那当然有人更多了。
Of course, there are some people who gathered even more.
他们不可能吃完，所以他们把它摆列在营的四围，
要
留起来。
It's impossible for them to eat it all, so they put it around the camp.
这件事情发生的时候，其实灾祸已经来，他们还不知道的。
But when this happened, the disaster struck.
哦，他们一定补得很高兴啊。
They were probably very happy at this point.
但这个时候，其实摩西也看到了，哦，神的能力，神的话真的应验的。
And Moses also saw how God's words came true.
摩西本来以为说宰牛羊或者是去海里面有鱼来都不用，神用空中的鸟来给他们肉吃。
At first, Moses thought it's impossible to have enough cattle for them or fish in the sea, but God sent birds from the sky.
结果。第三十三节说，肉在他们牙齿间还没有嚼烂，神的怒气就发作，用最重的灾殃就击杀他们。
But while the meat was still between the teeth, before it could be consumed, the anger of the Lord burned against them, and He struck them with a severe plague.
那这个地方就取一个名字叫做基伯罗哈塔瓦。
So they call this place Kibroth Hattaavah.
就是贪欲之人的坟墓。
It is meaning that it is graves of the craving.
因为在这里很多人都死了。
Because many people died here.
贪吃那个肉的都死掉了。
Because they were greedy for meat.
那这个地区当然是活的人帮他们取得了。
And the living people has set this name for them, named the place.
死的就不会讲话了嘛。现在还活着看到哇这么多人死掉了，所以这个地方取了这个名字。
The dead cannot speak, so it's a living who saw so many people die and named that place.
那这里看到这个神的话应验。
So you could see that God's words can.
神的膀臂没有缩短。
That indeed his arm is not too short.
那今天我们读到这样的一个历史的记录的时候。
Now we read this historical event.
我们要更加认识神。
We got to know God even more.
要对神更敬畏才行。
And we need to revere him even more.
因为神他在听我们的话。
We know that God listens to our words.
看我们的作为。
He sees what we're doing.
那就看我们愿不愿意顺服他。
He sees whether or not we're willing to follow
him. 有时候神是给我们经历艰难，是要考验我们的。
Sometimes he gives us trouble to test us.
所以神的膀臂要向我们伸出来。
God's arm is raising toward us.
伸出来是要让我们得福气，引导我们的。
To give us grace, to lead us.
他的膀臂不是要来击杀人。
His arm is not coming out to strike us down.
所以神的膀臂他没有缩短，就是因为我们有信心。
His arm is not too short when we have faith.
是因为我们愿意顺服他的话。
When we are willing to follow his words.
我们可以体贴他的心意。
We can understand his feeling.
如果有艰难困苦，这就是神对我们的考验。
That if there's trouble and there's trials, it's because he's testing us.
那在行进当中，其实我们就是向着标杆在接近，我们日日在靠近神给我们设定的目的地。
And in our journey, every day we're drawing closer and closer to the goal that God has set for us.
所以只要往前行，有一天一定会到。
If we just move forward, one day we'll reach the goal.
那这个每一天的生活旅程当中，都是经历神的膀臂在带领我们。
And every day in our journey, it is God's hand, arm who's saving us.
哦，所以让神的灵跟我们同在。
So may God's spirit be with us.
都能够在我们当中做工。
Be among us, so that he can work among us.
让我们都能够对他越来越有信心。
So that we have more and more faith in him.
我们日日向我们的目的地前进。
And every day we're drawing closer to our goal.
我们对神就越来越认识。
And we will know him even better and better.
我们就越向往主所为我们预备的天国。
And we will go toward the heavenly rest that God has prepared for us.
得到神的喜悦。
And we will receive his favor.
我们现在要一起祷告。
Now we will all pray together.
求主来帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
让我们每天都能够经历他的作为。
So that we can see him in our surroundings every day.
能够一起来推动神的工作。
So that we can push forward his work.
当神的工作完成的时候，我们看到他的荣耀。
And after we see his work completed, we can see his glory.
每个弟兄姐妹的信心都能够增长起来。
So that our faith can increase even more.
我们现在要祷告，有人要求圣灵。
Now we're going to pray. If people want to pray for the Holy Spirit.
有人要求恩典。
Or pray for more grace.
有的，我们可能就是单纯的感谢神。
Or if we just simply want to give thanks to God.
求神加添我们的信心。
And to ask God to increase our faith.
让我们能够对他的话更相信。
So that we can believe in his words even more.
祷告当中也彼此代祷，求主来祝福我们教会的每一项圣工。
And let us also ask God to bless us and bless all the church's work.
我们现在就来祷告。
So now we will kneel down and pray.
要接受按手祷告的可以到前面来。
If you want to receive laying of hands, you may come forward to pray.
教会的长执帮助我们按手祷告。
And we will ask the church worker to come and help lay hands.
同心祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.